Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Dun, 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 dun. This is the love journey. Y'all remember the love boat? Well, this is the love journey, they call it a prayer line. I promise you it's more than a prayer line. It's an experience. Wow, it's a love experience. Welcome to your love experience. Welcome to a new day where all things are washed away. I am Janine Ann Ingram, and I'm so excited that God saw fit to bring me to the planet at such a time as this, because I am the walking embodiment of love. Yes, I am, family. All right, we're going to get started. And you know what? I'm feeling a little yay, yay by Erykah Badu. You remember Yay, Yay? Why he is the mom? You know, sometimes we forget just how important our mothers are to us, the planet. How we should just lay on our mothers, in our mother's arms sometimes. So, in this right now, when we hear Yay, Yay, I just want to pay homage to all the mothers on the team. Yay, Yay.
Hey, I'd like to thank the Creator for giving me this gift. And I'd like to thank you for being the section of this gift. Because sometimes you feel like you're by yourself. And no matter what anybody ever thinks, what anybody ever thinks, I still get cold when it's cold, hungry when I'm hungry, miss my mama when we're away, get tired. I'm a person. I represent you. I'd like to dedicate this song to my baby Fly. And because I am a yeah yeah. Yeah yeah means mother. Why?
Hold you close, and
For mother, the words are saying, when your mind is aching, who can you run to? Who can you run to? Oh, our mother's chest, y'all. If you still have your mom around, just be grateful. It's nothing like the love of a mother's arms around you when the world is against you. All right, we're going to get ready and tune in. We are the Love Journey. This is the Love Journey. Yes, it is. And I am Jeanine Ann Ingram, a transformational life coach, author of Born to Be Rich, vision board counselor, radio host, and soon to be a major filmmaker. Yeah, I'm almost birthing this film. It is so exciting soon. I just want to give thanks to the glory of God using me. All right, we're going to get turned in and tuned up on this Tell Your Truth Out Loud Thursday. And as we tune in to the one mind, the one presence, the omnipotent, everywhere presence, knowing that there is not a spot that this great spirit, that our God, is not. So as we tune in to the present, moving from our head to our heart and becoming still, I want you to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, breathing into the heart, breathing deep into the diaphragm, releasing through the mouth. And remember to hold when you breathe in to the point of vibration, and remember to hold to the count of eight. There's something powerful when we take in a deep breath. When we breathe, we can alkalize the body. so many people talk about things that alkalize the body outside of ourselves. But God is so amazing. You see, our universe is so amazing that when God created us, he created us to just get still and be able to alkalize and heal through just breathing. People don't understand the power of the breath. If you breathe in intentionally, 28, just starting off with 28 breaths, you can begin to alkalize the body and begin to put your body in a place of healing. So this morning, I want you to take in a deep breath. We only do it three. If we have more time, we can really breathe in more. But I want you to really, the reason I teach us how to breathe is because the breath is so important. And we're not taught that. You see, in life, sometimes we forget to breathe. We're exercising and we can't, and we're trying to push and we stop breathing, holding our breath. The worst thing you can do is hold your breath. You got to breathe through, pushing through. Sometimes we get stressed and we begin to breathe very little, shallow breathing. You got to stop and reconnect to the breath. Sometimes when our mind is stressed and we forget to breathe, family, the breath is so important. When we are going through a dis-ease in our bodies, we're never taught to take breath every day, deep breathing. We're not even taught that if we go out in the sun and breathe the fresh air, deep breathing, you can take in more minerals than any food you can ever eat. There are people who live on breath. They're called breatharians. Why am I sharing this, family? Because I want you to understand the power of the breath. We just do it, but I don't think I've ever gone through that. And maybe I do a lesson on why breathing is so important. So as we become still and know that I am God, be still and know that I am, God. Breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. I want you to breathe. And release. And I want you to take in a deep breath. Becoming very present with the one that is the one. Breathe into your heart and just simply become present with your mighty I am consciousness. I want you to breathe in, be still, and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. And be still. And know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Release, release, release. Let's just try it one more time. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And breathe and release. Something powerful happened. In the stillness, something amazing happens when we get into the stillness and breathe. There's power in the breath. Divine Mother, Father, God, precious and Holy Spirit, teach us to breathe today, God. As I come before you today, inviting and invoking the presence of my mighty I Am consciousness, as I speak from the transcending power of my mighty I Am self, as my prayer comes from my higher mind consciousness, I ask, come Holy Spirit, that every word of my mouth, come Holy Spirit, and every meditation of my heart will be so acceptable in thy sight. As I speak these words, I ask you to remove every human created thought. I ask you to remove, Holy Spirit, every human created ego. And that I may come so empty in this right now moment, Holy Spirit, that I may be filled by the presence of my Christ consciousness. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill my presence. As I invoke and invite my mighty I Am God, Goddess energy to speak this prayer in this right now moment, come, Holy Spirit. Come and take over all of my words that I may speak to your people today, that my heart may reach the hearts of your people today. May your words penetrate every cell in my body, every cell in their body. Come, Holy Spirit. May you possess our minds today, Holy Spirit, that every thought we think will be your thought. Will you possess our words, Holy Spirit, that every word I speak will be your words, God. May they come from the mighty I Am, beloved presence of who and what I am in this right now moment as I come, God, to do your will that you so eloquently planted me in this planet for, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless and possess our hearts today, God, that our heart will be present with your love, that we will make manifest the glory of your love in this right now moment, God. I'm asking you to come into this space, Holy Spirit, that we could connect our mighty I Am presences together as one whole, one love, one spirit, God. That you will raise the vibratory energy in the whole collectiveness of this consciousness, God. There's power in collective energy, God. Oh, and I'm calling for a raised vibratory energy, God. Oh, I'm calling for a raised vibratory energy. I'm asking you to bring a fresh anointing, God. Fresh revelation. Fresh mindsets, God. Renew the right spirit, God, in creating a clean heart. Come, Holy Spirit, and anoint us today, God. I'm calling forth an anointing like no other, God. I'm calling forth a fresh anointing upon our mind, our body, our soul. I'm calling forth a fresh anointing upon our finances, Holy Spirit, that every cell and every muscle fiber and every part of ourselves will get into agreement of the prosperity flow of you, God. That we will embody the abundance that we are, because we are the embodiment of abundance. I am the embodiment of abundance. God, I'm calling forth a fresh anointing, for the anointing of your son who walked this earth called Solomon, God, that not only will we be so anointed with his wealth, but also his wisdom to move your kingdom on earth forward, God. Come on, Holy Spirit, and do your stuff, God. Oh, I'm calling forth every cell in my body to get in agreement, God, with the true, whole, perfect, and completeness of who I am as abundance, God. And I call forth this blessing under, and for each and every person under the sound of my voice, God, I'm calling it forth today. I speak life in every body, God. someone today may be experiencing a dis-ease in the body today, God. May we release that out of the body today, God. You said we could speak a thing. You said we could speak a thing until we remove it from our experience, God. I call forth. You said we could speak to the mountains. Oh, I call forth a blessing over somebody's body today, God, to remove the dis-ease in the body, God. I'm pulling it forth, God. Somebody need a blessing today, God. Somebody need a blessing today. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm calling forth restored relationships, God. I'm calling forth blessings upon blessings upon blessings, God. I'm asking that we be so anointed today, God, in every area of our life, God, that even the blessed will call us blessed, God, that we will be so anointed with the anointing of Abraham that everywhere we go, they will see our light. Come on, Holy Spirit, and do your stuff today, God. Divine Mother, Father, God, I'm asking you to anoint these hands to receive all of your goodness, God. As we give all of your goodness to those who may be in our presence for the discernment of what you want us to give, that we may receive and give with the joy of your love, God. Because every time we receive from the universe of abundance, we give from the universe of abundance, God. And no matter what that is, we ask for the anointing of David today, God. God, it runneth over with joy, love, happiness, success, money upon money, money making money, God. Oh, and all of your goodness, our cup runneth over. I call it forth today on this Tell Your Truth Out Loud Thursday, God. May each and every person under the sound of my voice, those who had a mind to come, those who couldn't make it, and those who don't know, they will. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm calling forth an anointing like no other upon their life, God. I'm asking you to bless and anoint their feet, even their feet will be so blessed that everywhere they tread, their feet shall be upon your holy ground, God. Come on and do your stuff, God. That the blessings don't get there today, do God. Come and make manifest the glory of each and every one of us in your own individualized expressions. Come, God, and do your stuff, God. There can't nobody do it like you, God. In the mighty, mighty name, nature, and consciousness of Christ, let there be light. Let there be light in the name of Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen, and so it is. Woo! Oh, my God, it's already 6:23. Did I stay in prayer a long time? I apologize. Well, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning to all the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees. Good morning to the land and the soil. Oh, good morning. Good morning, good morning. Good morning, universe. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the ethers. Oh, and good morning, good morning, good morning to all the water in the land. Good morning to our most beneficent angelic family. Good morning, angels. Oh, yes, the word tells us we can command the angels today. So we command the legions of angels to go before us to create ease, elegance, and grace. May they go before us and create the most amazing day of our life. Good morning, angels. Come as I invite and invoke the presence of you into this call to sit at the table of success with us. Good morning, angels. Welcome to the love journey, angels. Welcome to this love experience. And we thank you, angels, for always whispering. We must go, keeping us protected and being God's messengers. Good morning, archangels. Come as we invite and invoke your presence. Good morning, archangels. Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning to our ascended masters. Jesus Christ was an ascended master. Buddha is an ascended master. Saint Germain, Lady Nada, Good morning, Ascended Masters. Come as we invite and invoke your presence. Good morning, Ascended Masters. Good morning to our Master God and our Spirit God. You see, God so loved us that when he sent us to the planet, when God has sent us to the planet, not only did it place all of itself inside of us, it said, here, you have a legion of angels around you. Here, you have your own personal Master guides and Spirit guides that will lead you and direct you if only you be still. Good morning, Master God. And good morning to our Spirit guides as we invite and invoke the presence of the Master guides and Spirit guides. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And not only did we have a beautiful presence of angels and all these beautiful unseen presence, but we also have our ancestors, those who walked this earth before, that their presence left a legacy, called us, and that their presence is always near us, and that there is never any separation. And so in this right now moment, we pay homage to those ancestors who walked this planet before us, who left a legacy, called us, as we stand as many of those who walked this planet, known and unknown. Good morning, ancestors. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. I honor the presence of the ancestors and invite and invoke their presences here. And good morning, good morning, good morning, ancestors. We love you as we pay homage, and we give gratitude for what you left behind. And we also stand in service to those who will come behind us. And we send love to our descendants this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. This is the love journey. Peace, 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 family. Love to the gods and goddesses, kings and queens, and my millionaires and my billionaires. Good morning, family. This is the love journey. You tuned in to a very special place, a phenomenal community. They call us a prayer line, but I promise you it's more than a prayer line. It's an experience. It's absolutely a love experience. A love experience. To your love experience this morning, I am Janine Ann Ingram, your transformational life coach. I am a vision board counselor. I am a master speaker. I am a radio host. I am an author of Born to be Rich, Soon to be Awakened, the Feminine Goddess. And I like to add, a filmmaker. I'm working this script, baby. It is God's blessing through me. I just give thanks. Good morning, family. I am excited today to bring to you an amazing episode of another beautiful episode of The Love Journey. I'm calling our beautiful Queen Z to sing our love song.
Good morning, Lady Love. Okay, listen, I was in the bed saying I am an author and I am a vision board counselor, and you said songstress, so I put that on there. I am a songstress. Good morning, my beautiful queen. God bless you.
Yes,
thank you so much again, my dear, for a beautiful and amazing prayer this morning. Oh my gosh. And I was sitting out here inviting and invoking the presence of our ancestors and the ascended masters and our spirit guides and angels, and bringing in the birds and listening to how they are praising God this morning. So I'm going to join them, and I invite the family to join in with the key with all creation and praising God today with our love song. I love myself so much so I can love you so much, so you can love you so much, so you can keep on loving me. So family, please unmute your phone, join in, look in your beautiful eyes, or if you're outside like I am, look up to the beautiful, amazing sky, and let's just sing this love song together. On the count of three, let's do it. One, two, three. I love myself so much.
Yes. I love you so much.
I love you so much.
I love myself right now because I love myself so much. Family, keep that love flowing, keep it growing. It's all about love. Love is the answer to everything. Love, love, love. Back to you, my beautiful lady. Love, God bless you. Namaste.
Yes, yes. Love is the answer. I tell you, it is interesting. I wanted to just stop a minute and really talk about, I got a couple of texts about the breath. I don't know if you remember when we were in school and we used to take the litmus paper and we had to measure the base against the acidity, against the alkaline, base against the alkaline. And you can still do the same thing. You can take on an empty stomach and take your urine and put the litmus paper in there and see what level of acidity or alkaline is your body, right? And you can also do it with your saliva, I think, as well. But I want you to think about this. When you do it, and then I want you to breathe in so many times and then redo it, and you will see the difference in the alkalinity in your body. We never taught about the breath, and today's lesson is not going to be about the breath, but I want you to think, learn, and research. Don't just take my information and say, oh, what Janine said, because it's not about what Janine said. It's just facts. You know, I just want to bring you information, and then I want you to take that information and research it and learn for yourself. You see, when we were created with one mind, one source, and that source created itself, recreated itself over and over again and recreated all of us. But everything we would ever need was inside of us. There are people who live on breath, called breatharians. You can go outside and in this. That's why being outside and getting fresh air is important. But breathing in is even more important, and exercising is one of the greatest things you can do outside because you take in more breath and you can breathe in minerals that you don't receive from your foods anymore because of the way they deplete the soil. But see, God was so amazing. Not only could we get our minerals from the soil and the food we eat, just if we decided to go outside and breathe deeply and breathe properly, we could breathe in the minerals that they say is missing from our body. Because everything we ever need, is we already equipped to receive. If you breathe properly, you can put your body into a state where it can be healed. You see, when the body is wound up, the disease gets in it. But if you learn how to breathe properly, you can breathe your body back into healing. And I'm not saying don't take your medicines, don't do this. I'm just saying learn about the breath, the power of the breath. And I had the need to say that today because we breathe and we go through this process, but you really don't understand why I'm not saying everyone, some people might, but some people don't understand why we stop to breathe first. That's why you hear maybe about 4 or 5 guest speakers said, wow, because they knew the power of the breath. Family, it's power in breathing. So many times when we can't pay a bill, we stop breathing. We breathe very shallow. When we get angry, we breathe shallow. When we exercise and are trying to move through an exercise, we breathe shallow. And those are the times when we need to breathe the most. There's power in the breath. There's clarity in centering through the breath. Learn to breathe, family. All right. Good morning, family. That's just a public PDF. I think that's what they're talking about. PDA, a public I don't know, y'all. I can't think of it right now. All right, let's get started. I am Janine Ingram, and I want to get started with, I'm going to start off with Lisa Nichols. I want you to hear this, the power of the I am. And then we're going to talk about how our pain and our tragedy is always pushing us
to a greater abundant version. Thinkers. Christy talked about affirmations. Abundant thinkers understand the power of I am. Anything after the word I am is true to your unconscious mind, Michael. Anything. Anything after I am. Anything. Anything after I am. Even if you're just, you know it's not true, your conscious mind will believe it. Anything after I am. So the use of affirmations is very intentional and very consistent. I was diagnosed as clinically depressed and 1998, I'm sorry. I was diagnosed as clinically depressed. Me, it didn't make sense. I had been in a relationship. I was engaged to get married. And my fiancé, who I did not know at the time, was bipolar. And he'd stopped taking his medicines and under the belief system that love can cure anything. And so I ended up being picked up and thrown 3 feet across the room. And I ended up being choked until I passed out. And once I got out of that relationship, I just was different. It was different. So my mom insisted that I go to the doctor. I went to the doctor, and I sat on the table, and she checked me and talked to me and came back in with a prescription. And she said, Lisa, you're clinically depressed. And I felt like I heard Charlie Brown's parents talking, like, wah, wah. Want, want, want. Clinically depressed, at least that'll make sense in that same sentence. And she handed me a prescription, and I read the prescription. It had my name on it, and it said Prozac. And I thought, that don't make sense. Lisa Nichols, that don't make sense. And I said, do you mean I'm sad? She said, very, very sad. I said, can I try something? And I'm not recommending you guys, if you're on medication, you stop taking your meds. Please don't do that. I asked my doctor. She agreed. I said, do you mind if I try something before I take this? She goes, yes, but I need to see you back in 30 days. If you're in the same condition, I need us to try this medicine. I said, okay, I could do that. So I went home, and every day I got in the mirror, and I drilled I am every day because I realized I had forgotten who I was.
Yes, yes.
I just forgot. And it was okay to forget. I just forgot. So every day. Every day for 25 minutes, I just went over the I ams. Every day, I am, I am, I am. And then I paralleled that with I forgive you for. Then I paralleled that with I commit to you, Lisa, every single day. I went back in 30 days, and I'm talking to her, and I'm on fire. She's just looking at me. And I'm just talking. She twisted her head again. And I'm just talking. She says, wait, I got to stop you. I said, what? She goes, what are you taking, and can I have some? I was like, I'm taking some of me. And so the power of I am, the power of I am can pull you through the darkest moment, the power of I am.
Wow. And just a little disclaimer, love can cure it all, but it's only love for self, love from the inside, not expecting love from the outside to cure us, but love from the inside. Loving from the inside. The power of the I am family is powerful. What happens when we say the I am statement? What happens when we bring into this experience a powerful I am? Something powerful happens when we speak the I am statement. Every time we speak the I am, we are activating our God consciousness. The powerful presence of the I am. I am is another name for the Creator. So what are we really saying when we say I am abundant? God is abundant. So therefore, if God is abundant and I am God, I am abundant because I am that I am. What does that really mean? That means that when God created you, yes, God took God's self and recreated it and placed it on earth and called it you. I know that's hard for some of you to fathom. I know some of you feel like that's blasphemous, but the word says in Psalm, ye are gods. Ye are gods. Family, we have to learn to accept our God-goddesship. When you can remove yourself and believe in the idea that you are the presence of God on earth. Not in an egotistical way, because the reflection of God is your brothers and sisters. Those who are in your space are just reflections of God and God as well. And collectively we make the whole. And in that power, what does it mean to really operate in the and navigate in this present moment in your God consciousness? What does consciousness really mean? We hear this word consciousness thrown a lot, but it's just a fancy word that means awareness. That I'm aware of my God and energy. I'm aware that I am spirit. I'm aware that I am that I am. And that's all that I am. You see, in this present moment, when you learn and not just hear and understand and really know that you know that you know the true alchemist that you are, you will begin to operate differently. Your words begin to speak differently. Your prayers differently. You walk with dominion. Because when you get the truth inside of you, where every cell is recognizing and every muscle fiber and every organ recognizing who you are in this right now moment, you become the manifestation of the creator in expression. But we ask ourselves so many times, why all this pain? Why do we, human beings, tend to act out our pain, act out past traumas over and over again? Why do we act out of the not knowing? Because we forget the remembering. Why do we do this to ourselves? Let's see, Master Kim has a thought process. Let's talk about this. He said, as far as I can tell, after working with thousands and thousands of folks, there seems to be a correlation between the trauma of our life and our purpose. There's a connection between our trauma and our destiny. You see, there's a correlation between trauma and why your soul even chose to be here. Come on, y'all. See, God's ways are not our ways. As woo-woo, cold, weird, harsh, messed up, or off-putting as it may sound, it's almost as if trauma is some kind of an experiential soul lesson. It's a teacher. It's a lesson. It's a way we grow, build, and create character. I'm starting to see trauma as painful and awful, as hurtful as it is, as something more than just something to be a victim of or complain about. If I could, I would prevent my future hurt or trauma or pain that I could for you and every being on the planet. Yet it seems as if the whole of human consciousness has healed, learned, yet. Let me say that again. I don't think I read it right. Yet. It seems as if the whole of human consciousness has not healed or learned yet. You see, because when we look at the news, you think we are getting worse, but the news doesn't talk too much about the resilience and brave souls that I see every day overcome trauma and overcoming courageously and get on with their lives in a positive, purposeful, loving way. So back to my original question, why do we keep hurting ourselves? The answer seems to be we hurt ourselves until we heal ourselves. That needs to be tweeted out. Come on, y'all. The answer is we keep hurting ourselves until we heal ourselves. The answer is we keep hurting ourselves until we heal ourselves. We keep putting ourselves in hurtful situations until we heal ourselves. We keep playing out that victim consciousness until we heal ourselves. We keep playing in that role of not being good enough until we find out that we're more than good enough. You see, we tend to get trapped in a trauma loop that plays out the pain and fear of the past over and over again. We keep playing the same game over and over again until one day we come to realize that we're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and then we realize that we are stronger and more powerful and more in control than we have previously given ourselves credit for. You see, trauma is perhaps one of life's greatest teachers. Its wounds lead us to seek answers. Its hurt inspires to help us. Continual presence reminds us that our work is not yet done. I believe in a world where there is no hurt, no more trauma. I also think it will take time for a human consciousness to evolve to that place. You see, I admire anyone who's doing work to heal their trauma. They are declaring that all the trauma passed down by their ancestors, that the trauma stops with them. Come on. You see, when we decide that we want to be a game changer, we are a blessing to those who will come behind us. We can play out our pain, and we can continue to play the game of pain. We can continue to play the game of victim and trauma and act it out and be award-winning actresses and actors. But let me tell you, then the pain just gets passed on to the next generation. And to the next generation, until somebody take the courage and say, I'm going to be a game changer in my family. You see, I'm going to shift the DNA in how we move progressively forward from this generation forward. You see, I decided one day I was no longer going to allow certain things happening in my family. One was how I parented. I knew that I didn't want my children to experience what I experienced as a child growing up with no one there to support and no one there to move and help navigate through life. You know, that pain you feel when you're moving through life and you have no one to go to, when you feel alone and abandoned, unloved. And so I prayed that I could be a parent and that my kids can have two parents and that we could show them love and what it means to be loved. Now, does it mean that my kids receive it? Does it mean that my children won't have their own pains and traumas to act out? Absolutely not. But what it does mean that it would be an easier role for them. You see, when we stand in honor of our descendants, those who came behind us, I mean, those who will come behind us, and those we give birth to in this, and the seeds that give seeds from the seeds that we give birth to, we can change the DNA through what? Through our prayers, through our healing. So when we heal, we don't just heal for ourselves. We heal for our family, for our community, but we also heal for those who will come to the planet long after we're gone. You see, even the prayers that we say collectively today not only change what's happening in the dynamics of today, but it's going to even change the days that we won't even be here, where not one of us will be physically on this planet. But we're making a difference. And sometimes it's hard to believe in the unseen presence of things that you can't see because, you know, we come from the show me state. If I can't see, feel, and touch it, I don't believe. Show me state. But see, we have to come from a different street. We got to get on a different street where we believe in the truth of the unseen. Because there's power in the unseen presence. Prayer, the work that we're doing today, how we're showing up on the planet, can make a big impact in the world that we'll never know physically. Family. There's something powerful in us as it's all around. Family, you're way more powerful than you're giving yourself credit for. So what are you doing today to create that impact? Are you working to heal those places that need to be healed? You see, when each new soul awakens to their power and realize that they can heal, grow from, and find meaning in their trauma, heaven sings. The universe opens up. It's like the Matrix. Our lights get brighter. See, here's what's true. Your pain won't go away until you learn the lesson. Your pain will not go away until you learn a lesson. Why? Because it was sent to teach you. Your pain won't go away until you heal the part of you that's the originator of the pain. Let me say that again. I stopped by to tell you, here's what's true. Your pain will not go away until you learn the lesson. Because it was here to... It was sent to teach you. Your pain won't go away till you heal the part of you that is the originator of that pain, the root of that pain. While it can feel in a moment like you are never going to get through it, never heal from it, and that you are a victim of the trauma, I know in the depth of my being that you will come to find that your hurt can be healed. And when it is, you will even be grateful for it. I'm going to tell you, it's something powerful that happens when you begin to heal the trauma and heal the pain. You see, the more sensitive you are to people hurting your feelings, the more you need to heal. You see, when I was so sensitive, oh, my God, I would come away with my feelings hurt. But when I started to heal, people could say the same thing, and I just smiled inside and say, that's their own pain. That don't have nothing to do with me. Why am I taking personally what somebody else say? Why am I personally taking anything that anybody do? Because I need to be healed. And they're just a reflection of my healing. But when they come and I don't feel anything personally, I know I've been healed. Come on, hallelujah. I know I've been healed. So it's not so much that we are hurting ourselves, but instead we are stuck repeating a lesson that will not go away until we have learned this lesson. And when we learn, we grow. And when we grow, we are free, 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 so free, true freedom. In short, your chains will keep you trapped. Somebody need to tweet that out for the love journey. In short, your chains will keep you trapped until you realize that you have the key to free yourself. In the short term, words, your chains will keep you in bondage, trapped, hurt, until you realize that you have the key to free yourself. And in freeing yourself, you will then be able to help others realize that they too have their own key to find their freedom. Remember, get out here today and take some action and make it real from your biggest supporter, from your biggest cheerleader, Janine. Your purpose is wrapped up in your trauma today. Find a lesson in the trauma. Find a lesson in the pain and bring the blessing and be free. Be so free. Wow, we already at the top of the hour. Any questions, comments, or concerns? Star 6. I thought that was pretty good for us to think about today. Something to think about. One of those things that make you go, All right, family. All right. Well, we're going to keep this experience moving. And so as you move through today, ask yourself, how can I heal the pain? how can I heal the patterns that are constantly repeating in my life, meeting the same person in a different body, experiencing the same relationship issues, keep experiencing the same money process. How can I heal from the patterns that I see in my life? I have
good God morning, Lady Love.
Good God morning.
Peace and blessings to you, my queen. You know, that's a question that, you know, it's like, why am I keep going through the same thing over and over and over again? And I guess it's because I keep doing the same thing over and over again. You know, you want new results or keep doing the same old thing. So sitting down and being truthful with your answer, or sitting with spirit and allow spirit to minister to you, because I know for, I speak for myself that a lot of times I do know why, but I choose not to do anything about it and don't want new results. So being truthful with myself, speak your truth to yourself. And the truth is, I mean, the truth is the light. The truth is the light from the darkness. And if we stand in our truth and allow the light to shine even in our darkest places, you know, we only bring into light what has been our true pain. That's the way I see it. So being honest with myself, facing my true truth that I don't want to face, but just accept it and receive my truth in love and give love to that dark place. Again, that's the love is all that we can do with it. Give it love. You know, I need not to be ashamed of what I call my darkness, keeping me from moving forward. Yeah. Being truthful with yourself. Bring the light. Bring your light. Bring your light and be true with it and just give it love. That was for me. Thank you.
All right. So the interesting thing about, I'm reading a book about the darkness. Did you know that 94% of the universe is black light, is dark? They say powerful things happen in the darkness. You know what's powerful is that in the darkness, it births the light, it said. When we are birthed in the womb of darkness. But we've been taught so many negative things about darkness that we don't even understand the power and the presence. That's why we're afraid of the dark. In this book, they give you an exercise to sit in the dark and just be present with the darkness. And feel the peaceful, the stillness, because they say everything that's ever been birthed was birthed from the darkness. But we associate darkness with the devil, we associate darkness with bad, but we really don't even understand the darkness. Because if we understood the darkness, we wouldn't be in fear. It's just powerful. Everything is so powerful for, and it's always working for our good. Here's a question that came through the text. I keep meeting the same kind of men, unavailable, emotionally unavailable. Keep meeting guys who are not honoring the direction I want to go in. But it's not just showing up in people that I'm dating, but it's also showing up in my brothers and all the men in my life. They don't respect my opinion. They don't really see me. and the list goes on. So I just want to stop right there. And I just want to share the question. If everybody is a reflection of us, if someone shows up as emotionally unavailable, where are we emotionally unavailable to ourselves? Where am I not showing up emotionally for me? If someone is not respecting me and not seeing me, where am I not seeing myself? You see, it's only in seeing myself that people get to see me the way I see me. Now, sometimes you meet people who get to see your greatness and help move you into a place to help bring it forth, but most of the time, your most intimate relationships are going to reflect exactly how you see yourself. I say this over and over again. So if you see that pattern in your life, everything that you wrote in this text, not seeing me, you should stop and say, where am I not seeing myself? And it'd be good to get in the darkness, place your hand over your heart, ask yourself to get out your head, because we're too heady. I don't care how many times I tell people, we think too much. We think too, because we think about the things that we've been taught about love, and we don't understand that love is not what we've been taught. Love is a vibration. And if I'm not being honored and supported in a relationship, I can still love you enough, but love me enough to say, you know what, I'm going to allow you to do what you need to do, go in the direction you need to go in for your own growth, not be upset because you needed 10 women and you had a voracious appetite and that you don't want to work and that you want somebody to take care of you, but I'm not the one because I want somebody who equally comes to the table with what it is that they can bring and what I can bring so that we can equally move forward. That don't make them a bad person, and that don't make them a dog. That don't make them anything other than this is the experience they want to play out in order for them to grow in. And I don't want to be a part of that. I absolutely don't want to be a part of somebody who is not ready to get married, and I am. I absolutely don't want to play a part of being in a monogamous relationship, and they want to play games about being with other people. That don't make them bad. That don't make them wrong. That makes them who they are, and it makes me who I am. And I get to see what I get to see, and I get to choose whether I want to participate. If I want to participate in a game with somebody who told me they want to be monogamous, but they're not, somebody who told me that they don't want to get married by showing me that, but I still stay anyway, or showing me something different than what it is that I want, then I get to choose if I want to stay and play the game. I get to choose. And if I don't want to play that game because it's not the game that I want to play because it's not going in any direction, then I need to pick up my toys and keep it moving and go play with somebody who want to play the way I want to play. Somebody is disrespecting me in their words and their actions. I get to choose to stay or not. That don't make them bad because they don't know how to talk to me, right? That don't make them bad. That means I need to sit down and explain to them that I don't appreciate the way you're using these words. I'm not a B-I-T word, and I'm not these things. And if that's the way you see, that's not something I want to participate in. And believe me, if they call the other women those names, they're calling you those names too. If you want to participate in that game, that's you. But if you find yourself hurt, then you got to decide, why am I playing a game with somebody that is not where I want to be? That's not love. Called attachment. It's not love when I stay in a situation that is not honoring me. And I'm not just talking about physical abuse. I'm just talking about somebody who just may not want to go in the direction you want to go in. You've been with them 4 years, 3 years, and it's constantly in and out of this. I got a girlfriend who just texted me, who on the line, and she said, she got a man, been in and out of prison, going through all these changes. And I say to her all the time, well, is this something that shows you love to yourself? Is it showing you love to yourself? Then he comes out. She needs to support him, but he still ain't marry her. He still ain't doing what she wants, but she still stays. And it's okay if you want to participate in that game. But if you keep finding yourself hurt, then that means there's something is wrong there. Because it don't matter the game you play, long as you happy with the game. See, it don't matter what nobody else thinks. It doesn't matter what I think about him. All that matters is what she thinks about him. And if she loves the game, then I'm going to support whatever she loves. But if she don't love the game because she constantly hurt, then something is wrong with the picture. Because you get to draw the picture, you get to create it. And I'm here just to support whatever it is that you want for your life. If that's what you want for your life, then that's fine. There's nothing wrong. That's just a game that I don't want to participate in. But somebody else might look at my situation and say, that's not a game I want to participate in either. So we're not here to judge, and I'm not here to judge. I'm just saying if you find yourself in a constant state of hurt, because you want to control what somebody else is doing in the way that you want them to do it, then guess what? You're playing a game that you don't want to play. And why do we play games we don't want to play? Why do we constantly keep getting in a game of Monopoly and keep getting overwhelmed and find ourselves in situations that we don't want to be in? Because we're not ready to heal. Because when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, then you're going to heal. Then you're going to, because you ain't going to want to do nothing but heal. Because you ain't going to want to consistent. Because I, Janine and Ingram, remember sitting in the middle of that bed. Not even not saying that I'm in the place that 100% I want to be in, but I tell you, it's so much better choosing. I know I get to choose. Then I didn't know I had a choice. I thought I was just doing something that the life was moving me through, and I didn't understand the game. I had to stop and say, God, what the blah, blah, blah is this? Because, see, I don't want to continue to do this no more, God. I don't want to continue to find myself hurting over and over again and not really understand. God, is this love I don't want no more? If this is the cake that you say I can't have, I don't want to participate in life when you tell me I can't have my cake and eat it too. I don't understand. There's no reason why I can have a cake and not eat it, God. I don't even subscribe to that. And it's because I don't, God, I'm going to tell you what. I don't really understand this thing called life. I really don't even understand this game called life. So I'm going to tell you, God, I want you to take me off, stop the world and take me off. Because, see, I think all this is a cruel trick. Why would you put a tree in the Garden of Eden and tell me I can't eat from it? I'm not getting it, God. Why would you give me some cake and tell me I can't eat it too? What the? Blunt is the reason I had a cake then. Why should I have a tree in my garden that I can't eat off of? See, none of that made sense to Janine and Ingram. Now, I know some people believe in blind faith, but me, I'm not one of those people. You got to explain to me, God. And I'm sorry, if I ain't supposed to ask you questions, then I ain't even supposed to be on this earth. That's what I told God. Because if I can't ask you questions, and if I got to have so much faith that it's so blind that I can't even ask you a question about it, things that don't make sense, then I'm not understanding this life. And instead of me trying to understand it, why don't you just take me off the game? Really, I'm serious, God. I want you to stop the world and take Janine out because none of this makes sense because I don't want to live life and can't live in a paradise. I don't want to live a life that can't be amazing. I know that if I can't live life and have fun doing it, I don't want to do it, God. Now, I've had me enough pain, God. Now, what are we going to do here? You either going to take me off or we're going to have to figure something out. And that's when God said, this girl is a fool, and I'm going to have to tell her some answers. And he began to talk to me. And then he began to show me how I can shift what's going on in my world and where I had the power. My girlfriend and I had a very long conversation because she was very upset about the Dr. Sabi thing, believing somebody killed Dr. Sabi. And then, you know, we went into the whole. I said, but see, people can take the physical body, but they can't take the truth. You see, they can take our physical body, but they can't take the truth. Why? Because the truth lives in each and every one of us. The truth is in the universe. The truth is in the whispers of the wind, in the rustling of the leaves and the trees. It's in that universe. Promise you, the truth lives. You see, we're caught up in the physical, so we go to a Bible and we read the words that we don't understand. And then we go and repeat these scriptures that we don't understand.
And then we go and teach these scriptures to people that they don't understand and we don't understand, and people are even more confused.
Because we don't hear the truth. The truth is in us. The truth is in the universe. It's in the whispering. It's in the still small voice. It's in the ocean. It's in the trees. It's in the clouds. The truth is in us. And people only come to reflect the pain that we need to heal. So today I thank everyone who came into my space to show me where I need to heal. I thank them for showing me how to be a greater version of the person that I came to the planet to be. I give thanks for the pain, the trauma, because it birthed this greatness that you see before you right here. You may physically can't see it, but you can feel the greatness. So I say to you again, it don't matter the story, because you could text me all day long the different stories. You can get one in star 6 and star 1 or whatever you do and tell me all the stories, and it's the same answer. The healing begins within. I don't care how many churches you go to, how many prayer lines you get on, how many people, inspirations, how many people you pay, don't pay. The answers are within you. I don't care how many multi-level marketing you get in. I don't care how many relationships you get in. I don't care if you need 6 husbands, 500, one husband, or 3 wives, or 4 wives, or 500 wives. Within you.
I don't care if it keeps showing up in your job, and your brother, and your father, your husband, your wife, your sisters, your mother. The answers are still within you. And we just reflecting who you are. That's my message today. So I just want you to know that everything that we are experiencing just came to be a blessing. And you know when you're doing the work. You see, you will know when you're doing the work. Some of us are just doing the surface work. But we got to stop surface work in the family. We got to stop being hearers of the word family. And we got to stop and spend time in that darkness and birth a newer, greater, more renewed presence of who we are. We got to go in there and speak to every cell in our body. We got to go in there and speak to our finances. We got to go in there and speak to our situation. Journal, meditate, pray, and whatever it takes to get to that point. But we got to do the work, fam. And that's my message. All right. I'm going to call Miss Queen's money coach back in. Because you all kind of quiet today. You've been quiet, matter of fact, for the last few days. Family, I just want to send you some love. Is everything good? As we move to the day, I just want you to know you are loved today and you have the power. Come on, Queen, let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah. Good God morning, family. Peace and blessings to you. A beautiful, beautiful message we received this morning. But y'all know what we do in this hour right here. We continue in our love experience with our Reverend Ike affirmation. Family, we call it in. 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 It's our money. Our money. Come on, family. Unmute those phones. Get that feeling. I love this. Mm-hmm.
Woo, yes.
Uh-huh.
Money, yes.
Uh-huh.
Money. Money. Call it savvy, call it money. Woo. Yeah, family. Let's do it, family. Money! I'm calling you into my life. Yeah.
Money! I'm calling you.
Money! I'm calling you into my life.
Money, I know you hear me.
Money.
I know you hear me.
Oh, money right here, right now. I'm telling you, money, you love Jacqueline Valentina Crater. Tell your money who loves you.
Money. I know you hear me.
It's already right here, right now.
Yeah, I need a lana.
Yes, yes. Oh, money, you welcome in my hands, in my pockets, and in my life all the time. Yes.
Money.
Yes, yes. I open my heart and mind to money in all forms.
I open my heart and mind to money in all forms.
Yes, I open my heart and mind to banknotes. I open my heart and mind to certificates of deposit. I open my heart and mind to stocks and bonds.
I'm opening my mind to
my heart and mind to stocks and bonds.
I open my heart and mind to cash money, make it rain, cash money, make it rain. I open my life to money through my loving, appreciating attitude. Yes, yes. And money serves Jacqueline Valentina Crater in divine right ways. Yes, choir, come on, choir. We know we do it this time. Money is wonderful stuff, and I let it multiply in my life. Woo!
Woo!
Thank you, God, in me for money.
Money. Love it.
And that was our Reverend Ike affirmation as we continue with our love experience and our affirmation for our 40-day abundance program. We are on principle number 9, and principle number 9 is, when I am aware of my God self within me as my total fulfillment, I am totally fulfilled. I am now aware of this truth. I have found the secret of life and relaxed
in the knowledge that the activity of divine abundance is eternally operating in my life. I simply have to be aware of the flow, the radiation of that creative energy, which is continuously, easily, and effortlessly pouring forth from my divine consciousness. I am now aware. I am now in the flow. And the affirmation is, my savings is continuously supplied, and this, thanks to the divine self-sufficiency, fills not only my requirements, but also brings a divine surplus to me. Family, can we do this affirmation together? My savings is continuously supplied, and this,
my savings
is
continuously supplied, and this,
thanks to the divine self-sufficiency.
Thank you.
Thanks to the divine self-sufficiency.
Fills not only my requirements.
Fills not only my requirements.
But also brings a divine surplus to me.
But also brings a divine surplus to me.
Yes, yes, family. Let's do this again, family. My savings is continuously supplied, and this.
My savings is continuously supplied, and this.
Thanks to the divine self-sufficiency.
Thanks to the divine,
self-sufficiency.
Fills not only my requirements.
Fills not only my requirements,
but also brings a divine surplus to me. Yes, yes, family. Last time. My savings is continuously supplied, and this.
My savings is continuously supplied, and this.
Thanks to the divine self-sufficiency.
Thanks to the divine self-sufficiency.
Fills not only my requirements. But also brings a divine surplus to me.
Yes, thank you, God.
That is our principle along with our affirmation. Please feel free to go over it, journal it, and continue to meditate over it, because the more we say it, the more that we can get the feeling of it within ourselves and receive what it is that we desire. I turn it back over to you, Lady Love. Namaste.
All right. Any questions, comments, or concerns before we make our way into our beautiful day? All right, family. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Journey. And I want to tell you that, today is Thursday. Wow, tomorrow is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. We are reading Overcoming, Under-Earning, Overcoming, or Under-Earning. Wow. Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Don't forget to tune in to Oath of Manifestation with Khadijah and Friends. Yes, that's the Oath of Manifestation today at 10:30 Eastern, 9:30 Central. And today is also the day that Khadijah does the Evolutionary Woman. Harvey and our beautiful Arlene Cahet has their show today on Family Healing Circle. And don't forget to tune in. I don't have all the numbers, family, but you can go to the Family Healing Circle on Facebook and get the number. You can also go to the Oath of Manifestation and get the number, and also go to the Evolutionary Woman and get the number. Get the number. And the Family Healing Circle has the same number that Zakiya has for Love, Sex, and Nutrition. You don't want to miss this week either. That's tomorrow on Friday. So, family, get the numbers. Keep them programmed in your phone. That's something I got to do now is programming on my phone because I have no numbers because the numbers didn't transfer in this phone. So if I don't know your number by heart, I probably may not have it. So text it to me, family, whatever number that you think I may not have. Zakiya, I know
about
your
the number from your name.
Oh. Jackie, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask if I can give out the number for Evolutionary Woman.
You can.
Thank you. It is Blog Talk Radio. It's 657-383-1581. That's 657-383-1581. And that's Evolutionary Woman, 5:30 p.m. Eastern. Thank you.
Thank you, Queen. And Janine, if I could give out the number for Family Healing Circle, where you can hear Harvey and Arlene, and also Let's Talk Love, Sex, Nutrition with Zakiya, Z, and Bonnie. That number is 646-929-0630, 646-929-0630. And Family Healing Circle has amazing shows on all throughout the week. Check out the Blog Talk page, blogtalkradio.com/Family Healing Circle. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Janine, I also wanted to just say to you before we go, first of all, it was an amazing message today. I loved hearing Lisa Nichols' message. I did not know that about her. It was just amazing to see what she has come through and to who she is today. And by just standing in her truth with her I am statement, her I am affirmation, what a tremendous story.
you've been scarred, and I'm sorry. You didn't find true love before, but the tricks that were played, a simple touch could all erase any pain you feel inside. So here's a kiss, reminisce about the love that you've been missing. I'll admit, I have so many things to show you. Taste my lips and keep to this. There is nothing in between us but a kiss and the warmth of my embrace. Go.